You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what'd you do last night? Anything fun or?
Not really. Just got some miscellaneous stuff done around the house. And we're trying to decide what we want to do for Father's Day because that's coming up. And we're toying around with just hitching up the old RV to America's pickup and blasting out of here right after the show on Friday and hitting the hills for a couple days and... I don't know.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of work for me, but it's fun for the rest of the family.
All right, you martyr. You're a camping martyr.
There's a lot of work to get ready.
I have to work so hard.
Especially first trip of the season. I got to de-winterize it and check the tire pressure and get new propane and get the batteries hooked up.
Blah, well, it'd be cooler up in the hills. So.
Sure would, man. So we're talking about doing that. My sister, I think, and her husband will be going up, and then my parents as well. So nice little getaway. Make a
horseshoe. Wait a minute, so you're getting away from it all, and you're bringing everybody with you?
They also have RVs. So, we hit the hills together sometimes. So it's fun.
All right.
It's a nice time.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
You kind of do little weenies over the fire and
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Or do you go up there and make like Chateaubriand or something like that?
Well, I do have a grill. I like to grill, so I do a lot of grilling up there, which brings in all the wildlife. It's fun for the kids.
Right.
The bears come in.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see if we get to that. I don't know. So what's this TV thing you're spouting off about?
So last night, Gretchen and I sat down and we watched. We actually, because I had a long day of work, and by about 5:30 or 6, I was like, I got to watch a show. We ended up actually watching two episodes of the old TV show that it's so old news for most people, but I'd never seen it. And I had some people that I had heard say it was really, really good. It's the old HBO show, The Wire.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt for Gretch that she thinks Idris Elba is like,
oh, he's a good-looking man.
One of the most
beautiful... He was one of the sexiest guys, right?
Yeah.
For people? Yeah.
Yeah, so... careful, that's one of my boys against the girls questions.
Oh, wow.
Shh.
All right.
Anyway, so we were watching the show, and something happened in one of the scenes, and I told Gretchen, I said, you know that's fake, right? And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, they're not really doing that. And she said, well, of course. She goes, you can see it. I go, no, let me explain. And what I'm talking about, Jeremy, is when characters on a TV show, okay, disclaimer, it's possible that 5 or 10% of the time they actually are, but I'm telling you right now, 90 to 95% of the time, if not more, they're not really doing this. And there's a reason why they're not doing it. That's when a character... for instance, picks up a Starbucks cup with a lid on it and takes a big swig and sets it down. What most people don't know is that there's nothing in that cup. That's an empty cup. So they're picking it up and they act like they take a big drink and they're trying to act as if they've taken a drink. In other words, with their mouth and everything. But that's a really, really difficult thing to fake. You might think it's easy, but it's really not. When somebody's actually drinking versus when they fake for TV drinking. And she goes, well, why would they fake it? I go, for a variety of reasons. First of all, you can't take a chance on anybody spilling something. You can't take a chance on it going down the wrong pipe, you know, and coughing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait for them to swallow. Secondly, the microphones are there and are pretty sensitive, and it picks up, you know, when you drink something, there's mouth sounds and swallowing sounds, which is not attractive. I said, so there's none of that. So just to save time, they're given a cup with nothing in it, and they have to act like they're faking drinking.
Yep.
So in the very next episode, same thing happened, and now she kind of slammed her hand down on the couch. She goes, damn it. She goes, now that's all I can see. She goes, it's so obvious when you know that they're really not drinking something.
And you can tell by the way they move it. They're moving it too fast sometimes. Like, you know, there's no liquid in there.
Right.
Just by the way they're holding it or, you know, moving it.
Now, granted, if it's a scene where they're at a bar and they've got a cocktail with a glass and there's liquid in it,
you can
or
see
a beer
it.
And you can see
it.
But even then, many times when they hold it up to their mouths, what you don't know is they're not actually intaking the liquid.
Yeah.
They're just holding. Because you can.
Well, it's a continuity thing too. If they have to cut the scene and move to another scene or do whatever, they need the liquid the same level in there. You know,
yeah.
It's a continuity thing. It's fun too to watch actors try to eat in a lot of movies and TV shows. Watch that too. Focus on that because it's just a lot of cutting and kind of like scooping, and then they scoop it up and they hold it and then they talk, yeah, but they never go in for the bite and then they put it back down and they're cutting and scooping.
Exactly.
Again, it's continuity and they need the food on the plate, so don't eat it.
I can't remember what actor or movie. I can't remember now, but this, because this was years ago, and they were talking about how they had to film scenes where the character actually did have to put the food in his mouth and chew and swallow.
Sure.
And he said there were so many takes,
yeah,
of that scene that he was stuffed. He says he figures he gained like 6 pounds on that one day of shooting because, uh-huh, he had to eat all day. One scene in a movie can often take hours, mm-hmm, to get right.
Yeah. A lot of times they have spit buckets too, so you can cut.
Anyway, she says that I ruined many of these shows because,
man,
now anytime you see somebody drink on TV, it's fake. They're not actually drinking. So now I've ruined it for you too. And that's why I'm here today.
Enjoy your programs.
And those are your odds and ends with the Dom and Jeremy Show.